Big crowd in Canton for the Howl Story Slam Friday night.
I missed it, but I heard it was a packed house. And that's great. Lots of people catching on to the Howl Story Slam. And we have a Grand Slam winner coming up next.
Noel Carmichael shared a story last year for the Howl Story Slam. And the theme was fish out of water. And she's going to share a story about moving from New York to Tanzania, that's in East Africa, 10 years ago. Here's Noel Carmichael.
So I was definitely a fish out of water in Tanzania. Let's start with the really obvious. I'm really white. Like, even white people comment on my whiteness sometimes. And then, of course, there was the language, you know, Swahili, and the culture. Eat with the right hand, wipe with the left. Money with the right, drive on the left. There were so many things I had to learn. But all of those kinds of things are the fun things, right? It's exciting. That's why we travel, to do those kinds of things, to experience different ways of doing things. And it can be fun, and it can sometimes be humorous, right? So like one time when somebody asked me my phone number, and I told them my phone number in my budding Swahili, except that my phone number had 3 zeros in it, and I confused the word for zero with a word referring to anal sex. 3 times. And then there was another time when I got out of a traffic ticket by convincing the cop that I would give him some of next year's rice harvest. True story. But there's also moments of cultural mishap that are not funny and that are not exciting, and they really can be horrible and can shake you to your core. And living in Tanzania, I had to get used to a lot of death. I had to get used to living with death on a daily basis, the way that we try to cheat our way out of here in America. You know, friends and colleagues, women my own age, dying in childbirth, commonly. Young children dying of really preventable diseases. It was just part of life there. I had to get used to, so there's no Good Samaritan laws in Tanzania, and I never really appreciated the value of the Good Samaritan law until I was in a place where we didn't have it. You know, so I saw a man having a seizure, and of course, if I were here, I would go help him, right? And I didn't, because I didn't know if I could. I didn't know if I should. There's seizures known in Swahili as kifafa are often associated with the devil, and that person has devils in them, and if you're the last person to touch them and something happened, right, I could be putting myself in danger. I also had to learn not to yell thief if somebody stole my purse or my phone, because there's a mob justice, and that person will be chased down the road and beaten to death right in front of you, so they can return your phone to you, and is your phone really worth that? And I think these kinds of situations where you, where your personal values come up against your cultural, what's culturally acceptable, are actually really the moments where you, where we should talk about being a fish out of water, right? We use that phrase to talk about being uncomfortable in a situation, right? But really, a fish out of water is not uncomfortable. A fish out of water is not unsure of itself or confused. A fish out of water is gasping for breath. I was quite sure that after 10 years in Tanzania, when I moved back home, I would feel safe and I would feel comfortable back in my country. I've never been so wrong about anything in my life. I no longer fit in here. I have changed how I see things. I've changed how I think about things. And of course, it's the little things, right? I remember the first time driving here after being home, and I stop at a red light. First of all, I'm in awe that the light works. Second of all, I'm in awe that everyone stops at it. Like, there's no other cars coming. We can all see that, and yet we all stop. Like, that's really weird, guys. That's not, like, normal. And then I look at the cars next to me, and there's, like, this giant space between the two cars, and I'm just thinking, do you know how many, like, motorcycles and pedestrians and pushcarts you could fit between those two cars? We have so much space. We have so much space to ourselves. It's very lonely back here. And I go in the grocery store and I just have anxiety attacks because who needs that many options for anything? Anything. I can't even buy yogurt. I just have to like go like this and just get some. And you know, those are the funny little things, but also being there for 10 years changed my value system, I think. And when I came home, my grandmother, who's now passed away, was in a home for the elderly. And as soon as I came back, I was like, oh my God, why is she not with our family? Why do we put our elderly not with our kids? Oh my God, what do we do? And now I'm just not okay with it. So there's a lot of things like this. And I have very quickly and very painfully realized that I will never be able to exist in this culture the way I did previously. I am truly a fish out of water in my own water, which is a horrible metaphor because that doesn't work. But it's permanent. I've hitched myself to a Tanzanian. I got married while I was there, and he is here tonight. And he's got a full, 8 days under his belt in America. So talk about a fish out of water. And I know that he's going to have that same experience in reverse, right? All these little things are weird. Now he's learning how to drive on what he calls the wrong side of the road. But but I have faith that we will not be gasping for breath forever. I have faith that he will learn to swim and to breathe in the freshwater lakes of the Adirondacks, just as I learned to breathe in the salt water of the Indian Ocean. And that we together will learn to breathe and to navigate our brackish existence. Thank you.
Noelle Carmichael was the Grand Slam winner at the Howell Story Grand Slam at Pendragon Theater late last year. And she told, as you can tell, a very touching story. And that you can watch that right now at our website, ncpr.org. It's right on our front page. And there's another Howell Story Slam series underway. Next one will be Friday, March 15th at the Waterhole in Saranac Lake from 7 to 9. The slam is a collaboration between NCPR and the Adirondack Center for Writing. And do check out Noelle Carmichael's story again at ncpr.org.